It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome along to another edition of Opinions Matter, the podcast with Jeremy and Katie today. And you're very welcome along to the latest episode. Did you know that there are literally hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, nearly a thousand episodes of Opinions Matter that you can listen back to on Spotify or Apple or wherever you get your podcasts? So if you're going away on holidays over the next couple of weeks, you can literally download 50 episodes and listen to them by the pool. The only thing about listening to an episode of Opinions Matter while on holidays is you'll probably get very stressed and you'll need a drink because some of the topics just get under your skin. I also want to say a big thank you to our podcast sponsors who at the moment are Fairy House Market, Fairy House Sunday Market, which is located in Rathoath, County Meath. Not a million miles away from you, Katie?
No, not too far.
You've been as well, haven't you?
I lived in Rathoath, yeah.
No, I mean to the market.
Oh, yes, I've
been. Obviously, you've been to Rathoath,
yes,
you're from
to the
there.
Market. I bought a Michael Jackson poster there years ago.
Did you really?
I don't know why.
That's very, very random.
Very random. It was weird.
Well, you can buy anything at the Fairy House Market. You can buy rugs, mats, bed linen, pillows, plants, you can buy clothes, you can buy bags, you can buy footwear. Literally, they have everything in Fairy House Market. So why not pop down any Sunday? As I said, it's on in Fairy House Race Court in County Meath. And if it's a lovely day down there, it's absolutely beautiful down there. And you can spend the day. There's a playground there for the kids. There's everything you could need in Fairy House Market. And Adrian was down there recently and spoke to Frank, who has a very unique stall that's open every Sunday.
Most of the stuff in my stall is all American themed and TikTok trending American sweets and chocolate and drinks. Fairy House is a variety of different. If you want carpet, you can get carpet. You want sweets, you can get sweets. You want this, you want that, you want everything. Everything's provided here in Fairy House. It's a one stop shop for everything.
Good man, Frank. Yes, everything is available at Fairy House Market. Open every single Sunday. Make sure you head down and tell them that Adrian, Jeremy, and Katie sent you. Now, what do we want to talk about on this latest edition of Opinions Matter? It's an interesting discussion. Someone, when we posted this up, and we got this message, we actually got this message 3 days ago from a listener who we can just call M. We have to be very careful not to identify this person. So we're just calling them M. And M is the mother of a girl who is on OnlyFans. Now, when we put this up on our Facebook page earlier, we got a message from someone, Katie, who said, this isn't even an issue. Nobody's on OnlyFans. Now, I can tell you that's a lie. I could name, well, I'm not going to name them. I know five girls who are on OnlyFans.
Do you?
Yes, I do. Yeah.
Okay.
People who you never would have thought. Now, they're very open.
Well, actually, we know one mutually.
Yes, we do.
Yes,
we do.
Yeah, we do, actually. I forgot about her.
So if you don't think...
She's making a money hand over fist.
Pardon the pun. She actually is.
She's doing well.
She's doing
the only
well.
Thing that I found jarring was because we followed each other on social media. Do you remember the day we were sitting in work and on her social media, she has all the videos up where she's friends with mammies from the school and stuff.
I know.
Where her daughter goes. I kind of thought that was a bit Jesus. Yeah. Your kid, like.
Okay, so for those of you who don't think that women, Irish women, are on OnlyFans, there are literally thousands of women, Irish women, on OnlyFans. Anyway, we got this message from a lady by the name of M, and here's what she says. Guys, it's so important that if you discuss this, you leave our names out of it. My husband has fallen out with our daughter to the point that they haven't spoken in 6 months, and I don't know what to do because they used to be best friends and he was her hero. That's actually very sad. She's 21 and dropped out of college about 7 months ago, which we thought was strange. We then discovered through a family member that she was on the site OnlyFans and was making a living off it. I was shocked when I heard, but I had to support her decision as a mother. My husband, on the other hand, lost it with her and said some horrible things. Now, we messaged her back and asked her what those things were that he said, and she won't tell us for some reason.
Well, she wrote, did she not write back? I thought she wrote back.
She won't tell us what he said.
Oh, I thought she replied with what he said.
No, she did reply, but he didn't reply with what he said.
Must have been bad.
Well, it must have been. He says he can't even look her in the eye anymore because he's so disgusted. He doesn't know I'm contacting you, but is there any advice your listeners would have? Because she is not giving it up. I was out for coffee with her earlier before I sent this, and she's making very good wages on it, and I just have to blank it out of my mind, says M. So we would like to hear from you. send us a WhatsApp, 085-825-2626. 085-825-2626. The amount of support that was coming in for the father disowning her, which I'm absolutely disgusted. If you are someone who agrees with the father not talking to her, I want to talk to you because I want to put some manners on you.
I think people saying the father should disown her probably don't have children.
Yeah, thank you.
I'd imagine.
Yeah.
It's not that easy. You don't disown your
children because of first of all, she's not doing anything illegal.
Yeah.
She's not doing anything illegal.
In saying that, I wouldn't be very proud of myself.
Oh, Jesus. I would be horrified,
but I wouldn't disown my daughter.
Yeah.
My son. I'd be horrified, but I wouldn't.
And when I see some of the women I know who are on it, and I obviously haven't seen the content because I don't subscribe to it, but when I think to myself...
yeah.
But no, I don't. I think to myself, you know... If you're the father of that girl, you have friends in work.
I know. Who could be everyone's seen your daughter like that.
Yeah. But yeah, I agree with you. Anybody who's saying you agree with the father, you obviously don't have children. Now, second of all, I want to call out the hypocrisy of it, because there's a lot of men saying that she's... And I want to be very careful because this mother is listening to the show. But I'm disgusted.
And chances are the daughter might hear it as well.
But I'm disgusted that some of you calling the woman a prostitute. She's not a prostitute. People who do OnlyFans are not prostitutes. They don't have sex with anybody, okay? What they're literally doing is putting their bodies up on social media. And I would blame the men, the sad bastards who pay for it. And as well...
Yeah, this is a question I've always wondered. This OnlyFans thing, I don't get it because...
Who subscribes? I can name about five people listening to this show and now they're probably subscribed. No, I actually could.
Who are probably watching it simultaneously.
No, I literally could name five people.
Oh, so could I, yeah. But what I'm saying
is... Like him, 100%. Your man. Where's he gone?
Adrian.
No, that's not Adrian. No, him. Definitely.
Oh, yeah, Defo.
Definitely. Yeah.
Where's the other one? He's not here yet, is he?
Oh, him as well. Where's he gone? He would. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, look, there's loads of them. But anyway, what are you getting on OnlyFans that you can't get on a normal porn site? That's what I want to know.
I don't know. And that's a conversation for another day. Like, why is...
Well, I just don't understand why spend money on something you can get for free.
Okay, we want to hear from you. Do you agree with the father? Do you think the father was right? Yes, he has a right to be annoyed, but the fact that he hasn't spoken to her in that long, is that not very, very wrong that a father would pretty much disown his own daughter because of the lifestyle
Ross
choices?
Saying, if you have kids, can you not have an opinion? Nobody said that. Absolutely have an opinion, but I don't think it's easy to say. I don't think anyone without kids can say disown them because you... There's nothing like to love for your own child. It's like nothing else in this world. That's all I'm saying. It's not easy to disown, I would imagine, to disown a child.
Well, especially not for that. She's not doing anything illegal. And to the men who are judging this woman, shame on you because you've all watched porn.
And there's also the people that would pay. Well, not all of them.
But a lot of them are. So if you've ever watched porn, you are a hypocrite. Here is Glenn.
How's it going, lads? Sorry I'm in work. I can't come on. But here's my thing. She's fucked her life up before. The digital footprint is very fucking scary. And even if she deletes any type of social media, somebody's going to have a picture of her or some type of promo she did somewhere on the internet. And when she goes for a really nice job in the future, they're going to look her name up and whatever. She's going to see that and she's not going to have a decent living or a decent job. She's a prostitute. Let's call her what she is. She's a prostitute who sells her body for 5-10 euro a month to horny, desperate men. I'm not buying that shit. I'm 30. I'll never fucking do that. Porn's free on the internet with fucking girls who are 10 times better looking. I don't want to sit there and look at Jenny from the down the road, fucking Fanny, that I've probably seen 2 years earlier for free on fucking Instagram, or the same bikini pictures, you know what I mean? At the end of the day, you're not an empowered woman that's, you know what I mean, trying to get her money and stick it to the men. One, you're just a prostitute. Two, men are your bosses. Three, you're never going to make decent money off that platform. You're going to have a spike and then it's going to come crashing down. By the way, I'm not any some type of crazy incel. This shit really just pisses me off. Love women and make sure all the women in your life is looked after. Ciao. Peace.
Opinions matter.
Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
A daily podcast from Ireland.
About opinions.
You put some money in your pocket. You come on down to Fairy House.
Fairy House Sunday Market, open every week.
The comment that that guy made
just
there, what
a few
was his
ago,
name?
Glenn.
That they don't make money off it. There's literally people paying off their mortgages on these platforms. Like,
yeah, no,
I don't. There's a lot of money to be made. It's not sustainable long term because obviously you get old, your boobs get saggy, you know, your body starts falling apart. You're not, maybe not as attractive when you get as many subscribers, or maybe some men like the older thing. I don't know.
Now, Glenn mentioned as well, though, in his comment, he said it's prostitution. I'd love to talk to someone who actually believes that OnlyFans is prostitution.
I can understand where he's coming from. Okay,
no, it's not because if you talk to someone that does OnlyFans, they will take grave offence.
But it's exploiting
to be
your body for money. Sexually exploiting your body for money. It is. So it is maybe not prostitution per se, but it's like a branch off prostitution, and I can understand why they say that. Now, in saying that, I mean, not we all, but Ireland in general voted to repeal the 8th in 2017?
Oh, you're saying, yeah, whatever happened to
you
women?
Know,
able to,
and that the whole thing there was women's bodies and they have the right to do with their bodies what they want.
Yeah.
You know, if the point is, lads who are judging these women, if there were no dirty men, there'd be no dirty women.
Exactly.
So
OnlyFans only exists. And let's be very clear about this. OnlyFans only exists because of men. Okay, that is the reason it exists. If men weren't subscribing, literally men are putting women in 5-bedroom mansions in America because of the amount of money they're making off OnlyFans. Let me go to Barry. How are you, Barry?
Hiya, how's it going? How are you?
Good. What do you want to say about this?
You know, I'm kind of, there's so many different talking points that have come up there from the comments, and I'm completely kind of gobsmacked. Disowning your daughter because she's selling a few nude pictures online. I mean, that is absolutely, that's abhorrent. And this crack of, you know, oh, so what if your workmates see you? I mean, like, talk about hypothetical. You know, first of all, what are his workmates doing looking at pictures of 21-year-old girls?
Yeah, major red flag there. Yes.
You know, absolutely. And like Katie said there, and like you said yourself, the reason that OnlyFans is there is because there's a market, right? And even aside from that, like, women and girls get harassed every single day looking for pictures, looking for this, looking for that. If they don't give pictures, they're bitch, they're this, they're whatever. And if they do, they're a slut, they're easy. Now they have a chance to actually make a bit of money off it. Now, look, personally, I don't, you know, I'm not a fan of the whole OnlyFans thing. Wouldn't subscribe, wouldn't put pictures of myself online, but that's me. But, I mean, women have a chance to profit now off what men have been grasping at. And then it's the same men who are subscribing to these that are giving out about women putting up pictures online. It's absolutely ridiculous. It's pure, complete, and utter hypocrisy.
And that's what I don't get. As I said, it wouldn't exist if it wasn't for men. And I think it's the men who are the sad bastards. Do you not?
Totally, completely and utterly. Yeah, no, I totally agree with you. And, you know, even, like, I mean, there's any amount of, you know, porn available for free if that's what people want to watch. You know, so they've created a market here. They're paying and then giving out about people getting money for doing it. So what is it they actually want from women? Like, it's complete. There's so many double standards here. Like, you're fucked if you do and you're fucked if you don't. Pardon the French.
But just looking at some of the comments that have been handed to us, and Amanda, you can send them all in because we'll shame these people. Most of the comments coming in, ripping this 21-year-old girl apart are actually from other women. Isn't that bizarre? Women are the biggest bitches when it comes to criticising other women. It's not, there are men saying it as well, but the amount of comments from women, and I think, and I'm going to say something that women may not like, I think a lot of it's down to jealousy because you have a big fat belly or whatever. And no, but I'm just saying. Hang on a sec. No,
whoa.
It is. No, hear me out. The jealousy here from women, yeah? Because I'm telling you now, you are probably jealous because these women who are on OnlyFans have perfect bodies and they obviously...
I don't think it's all perfect bodies. We had a woman on, myself and Adrian here last year. She's a lovely woman. Sinead, her name
is.
She's an older woman. She kind of specialises in MILF dominatrix, I think.
Yeah.
And all that kind of dominatrixy bondage kind of umbrella term. But she was an attractive woman, but she's by no means somebody you want to classify as...
Okay, but the ones that are very successful, it's probably fair to say that they have... Anyway, do you not agree that it's jealousy?
I think there's probably an element of jealousy, but look, you know, it's not... Let's be honest, fair play to people if they want to make their own money. It's not the classiest way to do it, let's be honest, where you wouldn't be happy if would you bring an OnlyFans model, as they're called, home to meet your mummy?
No, absolutely not.
No. So they're making their own money, and that's, you know, empowering and everything else. But like, in terms of class, doing a job like that, you can't claim to be classy doing a job like that.
But you know, at the same time, I like, how important is being classy? Like, to me now, as far as I'm concerned, like, my job, I love my job. My job is hard. My job is long hours. It's unsociable hours. It's Christmases. It's birthdays. It's everything, right? But to me, in terms of self-respect and class, I would feel like I'm doing myself a bigger disservice if I was going in, you know, if I had an hour and a half of traffic in the morning, was sitting at a desk from 9 to 5 and coming home to 2 or 3 hours of traffic and then getting home at the end of an evening in a job I hate. That would be, to me, the biggest disservice that I could do myself. So if this girl is in a job where she's making, well, I don't know if you'd call it a job or not. I don't know. Does she refer to things as a job?
Well, I suppose.
If she's in a position where she's making money, she's got flexible hours, she can do it from home. You know, she's putting out content that she wants to put out.
Yeah, she's in control.
Absolutely. That's what most people would call, you know, the dream part of a career. She's exactly what she wants to do. Is what she does.
Okay, so can you understand, going back to where this came from, can you understand why the father has broken off contact with her?
No, I can't. I can understand that the father is upset or disappointed or doesn't approve it. I can absolutely understand that. Not every father is going to, and I'd say most fathers probably wouldn't. It's not probably what you would imagine for your child. But to break off contact over something like that, to disown your child over something like that, there's fathers and mothers who won't disown their children after they've been done for selling drugs, for murdering people, for raping people, for committing actual crimes, for harming other people, and people still won't disown their children. And over this, your daughter's selling a few photos online.
No, let's not pretend it's just photos. There's a lot more than photos goes on.
Oh, no,
it's
absolutely.
Porn.
Like,
it's not just raunchy photos. It's not women in bikinis or women, just topless women. There's a lot of, like that woman Sinead said when we spoke to her last year, that she has sex with people in the cabin out her back garden when her kids are in having their dinner.
Yeah, that's...
literally word for word. That's verbatim. You know, it's not as simple as a few pictures. So I'm not going to sit here and say, you know, oh... this, like, okay, it's empowering and women have the right to do what they want, but I can understand that her father's, you know, you bring completely your kid into the world and
worst nightmare
leering at them and spending money to watch them performing like animals. It's just
Jesus. Katie's becoming the jealous woman now.
No, I'm saying if a woman can do this and make money and, you know, carry herself, that's great, but as a parent myself, I wouldn't be happy.
Nobody would want that for their child.
But anybody who says I wouldn't care about my child doing it
is lying. It's not. Okay, stay there for a second, Barry. Let me go to Jay. What do you want to say on this?
Afternoon, Jeremy.
Afternoon. Can you understand where the father's coming from?
God, you said right, I can, Jeremy. Now, come on. Not a man alive wants his daughter out there.
But that's not the issue. Nobody said they do.
Come on. So what? We have to, no matter what our kids do in life, we have to accept them.
Well,
is that what you're saying?
Yeah,
no matter what our kids do in life, we just have to accept them.
It's called unconditional love that you should have for your children.
Well, No. You don't have unconditional love for your children. No.
Well,
Your child goes out and shoots up a school.
You never stop loving your child. You may hate what they do, but
I never said stop loving them. I never said stop loving them. But my God, man, I wouldn't have them in the house. See, that's the thing. That's where we are now, Jeremy. Anybody can do what they want, and everybody has to accept it. It might start with just a few photographs of her in a bikini. Well, have a look at what happened to the young girl that went out to Saudi Arabia. Some Ukrainian. They like to call them models. They're not models, okay? They're either making porn content online or they're selling their bodies, Jeremy. Okay,
if that's what they want to do, though. It's their body.
See, there you go again. My body, my choice.
Yeah.
I want to smoke weed, but I'm not allowed. But it's my body, my choice.
But we voted in Ireland.
So where
as a
do
whole.
We stop? Where do we draw the line, Katie? I want to chop off a perfectly good arm.
Either you
it's
believe,
my
okay.
body, it's my
when
choice.
When Ireland voted to repeal the 8th, basically, Ireland as a whole voted.
Not everybody did.
No, not everybody did. I'm not saying
no,
that. But we
thank
as a nation,
you, thank you.
Overwhelmingly
the nation
voted.
Did. Because yes. It was pushed by the government.
Oh,
and all.
No,
there
hang
was
on a
no,
voted
there was no, there, yeah, we didn't really.
For women's bodies to be women's choices. If a woman.
And look what they go and do. And look what they go and do with it. Women want to be taken seriously. But well, it's a choice then to go and degrade your body. That's not really a choice. It's not empowering.
It's a choice.
Now, come on.
But hang on, Jay. Hang on, Jay. It's the women that are degrading, or the men that are degrading themselves. They're literally paying money and send a message.
Money. So that's what we're doing for money. 20 years ago, women sold their bodies. They were shunned. Yeah, they were prostitutes, lady of the night, streetwalkers, hookers,
well,
this, that, and the other.
Jay, right?
Women like you would have shunned them, Kate. And now it's my body, my choice. I can do what I want.
I would rather.
Can you imagine that man? Can you imagine that man when his daughter comes in? How you look? How was work today?
I do understand. As a parent,
well,
I would definitely. I wouldn't be happy about it if it was my own daughter.
But you'll encourage other girls to do it.
If they want to do it, it's their choice.
It's their choice.
I have more respect,
and that's
Jay,
what we live in.
Jay, I have more respect for a woman who goes out and makes her own money, regardless of how she does and pays her own way in life, than a lazy doll head who sits there scratching her fucking ass all
come
day.
Here. Come here. Still not lying on her back.
I'd have more respect for a woman on OnlyFans making her own money, paying her own way, than somebody who's living off the
That's no way of living.
Okay, let me ask you a question, Jay. If it was your daughter doing this, would you disown her?
So you're dead right, I would. But see, I've put morals into my kids. I've told you. I've taught my daughters. Their bodies are precious. Their bodies are for them, and please God, their husbands or partners only. And guess what?
So far it's worked.
I don't get to tell them.
No.
But when they were younger, I put enough love into them and let them know that they are special. There we go. Sell your body, sweetheart. But you wouldn't go down the pub and tell your friends, or when you see me daughter's latest video. No, you wouldn't.
No.
But yeah, okay. I'm dead proud to share with you what my kids do.
Okay, Barry, what do you make of that? He would disown his daughter if she joined OnlyFans. Is that a bit...
I think that says an awful lot about Jay as a father.
Have you got daughters, Barry? Have you got daughters?
Sorry, hold on a
let him speak
now.
For a second.
Have you got daughters?
Let him speak for a second.
Daughters. Okay. Well, I want to know if he has daughters before I even listen
Okay,
to
have you daughters, Barry?
I don't have daughters, no.
No, he doesn't.
There you go. No. There you go. So nothing you are going to say is going to mean anything to me, mate.
Well, let him just hear what he has to say.
That's all well and good. But I can tell you now, right, if I had two kids, right, and one of them selling pictures of their boobs online or whatever, and the other was a defence solicitor going and working day in, day out to get rapists and murderers out of prison, I can tell you which one I'd have more respect for. And one of them probably wouldn't call it a proper job.
Okay, but do you have kids?
Sorry?
You have two kids.
Jay, can I ask you a personal question?
Yeah.
Have you ever watched porn?
When I was a young flea, yeah.
Of course you have.
Yeah.
In a magazine. Since I got married in my 20s, no, I haven't. I've had plenty of sex.
Come here.
I've eight kids. I've eight kids. No, I haven't. I don't. Since I've had daughters, I haven't. Okay, I respect women. I respect my daughters.
Do you believe that, Jeremy?
Their bodies. You ain't the piece of meat. You're not so for me to fucking get. Well, I don't care whether you do. I've never liked you since I came onto this podcast. Since I've had my daughters, I've had a total different respect for women.
So
I have five daughters.
You haven't done that.
No.
But Jay, listen. Want to watch porn or watch a woman performing again in order to get off, no?
Well, listen, Jay. I have daughters, and you are right. When you have daughters... When you have daughters, as a father, listen to me for a sec, you do have a different outlook on life. But still, to say you would disown your daughter for joining OnlyFans, which is not harming anybody,
come here, she'd be still my daughter. I would not, in that way, but I wouldn't have her around me. I would not benefit off her selling her body. I would not go to dinner if she was paying for it.
Jesus.
I would not have anything. No, for the simple reason, I am not going to benefit out of my daughter degrading her body for dirty bastard.
Well, Barry.
You know what, I think, and it comes down to genuinely what I believe is men's biggest issue with the likes of OnlyFans is men see women in a particular way. A lot of men, I'm not saying all men, men see women in a particular way. And the idea then of their women getting seen in that way is what puts them off. Because you're allowed to look at other people's kids that way, but no one's looking at my kids that way. And that's what it comes down to. It's purely down to the way that men view women and girls. And it's absolutely horrendous. They're viewed like objects, like commodities. And it's absolutely ridiculous. And that's what it comes down to.
That's what I was just saying, thank you. That's literally my point. Women have to stop treating their bodies like a commodity. Women have to stop treating their bodies like a commodity.
The second it's their daughter.
To me, listen, okay, and I'm going to put the other one there. If it wasn't for sale, it wouldn't be bought.
Other men's girls, but you won't want anyone looking at yours, right? You're okay to look at someone else's daughter.
Did I just say I did?
That's how you're looking at it.
What did I just say? But is that what I said? No, I said nobody should be selling their bodies. No girl should be out there selling their bodies. If your daughter's out there selling their body, you failed as a father.
I don't buy it.
Well, hold on. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Exactly. So if the women don't sell it, the men won't buy it. If the men don't buy it, the women won't sell it. It's a second roundabout, pal.
If the women don't sell it, then the men just come to the women and beg and borrow and steal to try and get it. That's all they... The amount...
See, that's because we've cheated them.
Hang on, listen to me for a second. Every single girl that I went to school with, every single girl that I went to college with could tell you five lads off the top of their head who has begged them for naked photographs non-stop, relentlessly. They'll take some...
And did they sell them? Did they send them to them? Did they send them to them?
None of my business whether they sent them to them or not.
Well, okay, but okay, did they though? Yes or no? So what's your point of your story? If they didn't sell it to them girls have class. If they did sell it to them, well, them girls are treating their bodies like a commodity.
Okay,
so maybe if girls stopped treating their bodies like a commodity, men wouldn't be able to buy it.
Okay, do me a favour, stay there for a second, please, Jay. My God, we've so much coming in on this. We're talking about who is listening to this at the moment, by the way. Just be aware of that if you do come on to the podcast. A lot of you are very angry in the comments. You're available to come on, by the way, or if you can't come on, send us a voice note. Don't stop hiding on your keyboards. Give your opinion. 085-825-2626. 08, we won't bite your tongue off. You know, you're able to come on the show. 085-825-2626. If you want your opinion on this, Jay is saying he would not talk to his daughter if she joined OnlyFans. Here's a voice note.
Fair fucking play to her. If I was a mat and I had a savage body and the whole works, I would be doing the very same thing. And Jeremy is right for once. It's all jealousy at the women who are giving out about it. They all have horrible figures and horrible faces, probably. They're just jealous. That's all that is.
Okay, first of all, I didn't say that. What he's saying, I did not say that. But secondly, now I have a mental image of Darren on OnlyFans. Ooh.
Opinions Matter.
Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Katie, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
Hi, how are you? I'm just listening to your topic today.
Yeah, well, it's a heated debate, isn't it? What do you make? What do you make of what Jay is saying? Is he to be admired?
What's Jay saying?
He would not talk, but he's been shouting for the last 10 minutes. He wouldn't talk to his daughter anymore if she joined OnlyFans.
Jay and any other father out there has the right to have that feeling. I'm coming from a man, my own dad, that I know would completely disown me if I did anything like that, completely. I think when women, men and everyone, when they decide to go on sites like this, I think they understand that they're going to hurt people, they're going to upset people, and if they decide to go ahead and do it anyway, they've made their decision. It doesn't matter how upset anyone gets, or they're doing it, and this girl is doing it, and I think children can upset their parents in all different ways. The man you marry, where you live, what job you do. It's just that OnlyFans is the topic of the moment, and some men are having to deal with it. And find, you know, my dad will never have to deal with it because I would never be able to do it. But I know from personal experience, my dad would completely disown me if I did it, and I think he'd have the right to. And I think this man has the right to have his own feelings about this, and he should be left alone. And given time, and in time, he'll come round again. That's my opinion. That's dealing with a father that would be exactly the same. He just needs his own time to figure it out.
Oh, no, I would imagine most fathers would be the same. Most of them would be the same.
Yeah, and he has the absolute right. And I understand people are getting upset and the wife and the mother's getting upset and that they're not talking. But this is real life and this is what happens. You know, not everyone gets on all the time. And if she's happy to do this and if it's helping her financially and she's got the confidence to do it, it doesn't matter what a dad says or does, she's going to go ahead and do
it. Well, no, clearly she is. She's been doing it for months and she's making she's making a living off it. I was interested, I saw about a month ago, if any of you, after listening to this podcast, you should watch the video of Charlie Sheen's ex-wife, Denise Richards. And Charlie Sheen and Denise Richards, their daughter is on OnlyFans. I think she's only 22 or something like that. And they both fully support her. And in the interview, the mother's asked, you know, how do you feel about it? And I could not believe how supportive that she was about her daughter being on OnlyFans. It baffled me. So you can understand why your parent may not.
And it depends on the person. I think the personality, you know, the personality of your own child. So they've read a strong, independent, confident woman, and she sounds like she's resourceful and she sounds like she's looking after herself. And they have read that person, and hats off to her. She's not sat at home on the dole. Like, and I know it's not the best money, but if it's the way she's making money at the moment, just her poor dad. It's just one of these things you have to live with. Like,
you do. You have to close your eyes, stop thinking.
If your son walks in and says, oh, I've just robbed a bank, or if your other daughter walks in and says, I've just had an affair with another man and my marriage is falling apart, I think that's what parents just have to deal with. You know, roll with the punches. Like, you know what I mean? That's it. I know my parents do.
I know. I don't understand how, you know, when you see some of these high-profile OnlyFans people, how the parents, I presume they just switch off and they don't think about it. They literally don't.
I think you have to. Like, when your child gets married, everyone knows what you do. And when you get married, you're not sat there thinking about it on the wedding day. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, so you literally don't think about it. You put it to the back of your mind.
You put a lot of things to the back of your mind. Like,
what would you say to him? We're about to talk to a man who says that they are prostitutes, glorified prostitutes. What do you make of that?
Are these women stood out in the freezing cold on corners and, you know, literally? No, these women are deciding exactly where they do it, how they do it, in the warmth of their own homes, in a house that's probably better furnished than my own, because they're making their own money, they're independent, they're strong, and prostitution has been around for years.
Actually, stay there for a second there, Casey, please, because Trevor, you said in your comment, cheap prostitutes.
Sperm banks.
Sorry, what did he say as well?
Dirty sperm banks.
Well, that's a disgusting comment for a start to make about any woman.
Well, I was going to say, can you hear me there?
Yeah, I can hear you perfectly, yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say cum buckets, but, you know, also, you know, that's why I said sperm banks, you know. That'd be more of an elegant way of saying it.
Now, sorry, before you jump in, Katie, let's just let him have a say and let him hang himself here on the show. Have you ever...
Jeremy, can I... Right, first few questions for you. What content is she selling on this strong, independent woman site that
I don't
she's
know,
on?
I haven't been on... I don't know the girl's name. I specifically asked her mother not to tell us the name. I haven't been on...
I didn't ask her name. I said, what is she selling on it?
Content. OnlyFans content.
Yeah, but I've heard of girls that sell lingerie pictures through OnlyFans, and I've heard of girls who are doing male and female sexual content. So there's some levels of it that aren't bad, but if this is a walking cum bucket, then the father's racist owner.
Okay, at least...
Because if she's out there collecting sperm and prostituting herself in the comfort of her own home, making herself a strong, independent woman, go, ladies, then yes, she is a homebred prostitute.
So what about the
just because she's doing it from the warmth of her own home?
You won't comment about the men who are paying for it. No,
what
you
about
won't
the men paying for it, using their hard-earned cash?
Yeah, well, listen, Katie, they're just sad bastards as well. If you're not getting it out of your missus, then you need to get out and find a different missus. But, like, you're going online and paying for it, you're a sad fucker.
The biggest fucker
is a girl selling it.
Okay.
Yeah, and then you're walking down the road with your daughter, and all of a sudden you have little youngsters listening. Oh, yes, are you last night? Look, hey. You know what I mean? Who the fuck wants that as a father?
Let me go. Sorry, you let Katie in there. Women are allowed to have their say as well, Katie. Go ahead.
Getting wolf whistle, that was happening in the 60s. Like, if you're a good looking woman.
No, she wouldn't be getting wolf whistle that, though. She'd be called much worse than wolf whistle that.
Well, I'm sure she's well able for it.
Do you think a father would be able for that? he'd probably end up in prison for kicking the shit out of his load of young fellas. And would you want to be walking down the road with your daughter? Would you want to be walking down the road with your daughter like, yeah, saw you taking two dicks now, so he goes, well done, yeah, you can take them as much as you can get them.
Sounds
what
like
the
that's
hell?
What you're doing to young women walking
no,
around.
No, I wouldn't be in any way interested in that show. It's
men,
a load
the
of
men I hang around with, my brothers, my fathers, my brother-in-laws, my nephews, are a lot better well-read than to be roaring words like that at a random woman. So,
right, fair play to you, love. Never mentioned your family. All I asked you was, would you like to be walking down the road and hearing that about your daughter? Would you?
Sure, you could hear anything.
Because you're telling me, just because your father, grandfather, and every other male you listed in your family isn't out there shouting and screaming at women, it doesn't mean other young people.
Like, I have a gay brother. I've walked down the high street with him, and things have been roared at him.
And what the fuck has that got to do with OnlyFans?
Because it's assholes in this country that can't wake up and realise the country they're living in, that they feel like it's okay. It's not okay for a man to be gay, but it's okay to roar absolutely profanity at someone in a street.
Yeah, I have to be honest, Trevor. It says more about
okay,
you, Trevor,
okay,
than
let me
it does
let me
about
just,
the women and what they're doing.
Barry just messaged, and I agree with every word he's saying. Trevor's saying that women are the problem while calling women, and I won't even repeat that thing, cumbuckets, disgusting, vile scumbag. This reminds me, Trevor, this kind of language towards women reminds it's incel shit. It's what's his name? It's Andrew Tate bollocks that you're coming
out
with. So you're obviously spending
Jeremy. You obviously aren't listening and obviously aren't letting me get any point across because you're just talking over me.
You have.
I never said I would be doing this to women. I'm saying I wouldn't like
you've
to be walking
been
down the street with my God. See, there you go, talking over me again. There you go. Right, okay, you go ahead, love. Go on.
No, go on, let him speak. Let him speak for himself, Katie. Go ahead.
All I said was, you walk down the street with your daughter, you'd only be hearing that shit. If I did, I'd end up in fucking prison over the little bastards. Right?
Well, what do you think
I don't think
does?
Any. Will you take a fucking Brett Logan chill?
Stop
right?
telling women
all
what to do, Trevor.
You have, I'm not telling her, she's talking over me.
Calm yourself down.
Toxic
and you're getting a little
masculinity
bit
are full
radio.
Play here, lads. Jeez.
Yes. Yeah, defend the cumbuckets.
Oh, Jesus. Will you have some respect?
Okay, I'm not allowed yet.
Exactly. This
thank
is
you, Katie. She should have some respect and let me speak. Yeah, thank you, Katie.
I should have some respect for someone that comes on the radio saying cumbuckets. Sorry,
Mom. You're not letting me talk. You're just talking over me. So
my respect stopped there when you couldn't even use right language talking on a talk show. So my respect stops there, my friend.
All opinions, my sweetheart.
My respect stops with a man that thinks it's okay to roar at a young girl that's making money.
And again, you're twisting my words. Never said
I'm
that.
I'm not twisting your words. That's exactly what you said. If someone decides
no,
to roar...
No, it's not. No, it's here. You're not listening then, love. You're not listening, love. Clean the earwax out of your bleeding head.
Sorry, even calling her love, Trevor, like it's not the 1990s or 80s anymore. Love.
Yeah, okay, Jeremy, no opinion matters unless it's a woman.
To be fair, we've all been talking over him a little
okay,
bit.
Okay, we'll all
since
be quiet.
On,
okay,
to be
Trevor.
Fair now.
Okay, there
give
you go.
Him,
you,
give
you,
him space.
Okay,
you know
you've a minute there to say whatever you want, Trevor, but I don't want you to use disparaging language towards women.
I won't. Because I didn't say I would do that. I said I would not like to be walking down my daughter and hearing that shouting at my daughter because I would end up in prison killing the little fuckers. I said it. Now, therefore, this father probably has the same mentality. And if his daughter is out there taking two or three dicks at a time on OnlyFans and little scum around the area see this, they're going to shout comments at her. I never said I would. So tell whatever that other lady is, or whatever her name is, clean up leading ears out and cop the fuck on.
Okay, Katie's her name. Never respond.
Cop on to anything. I am well and truly know that what this country is turning into, and get with it. Get with it. This is what's happening. This is what's happening everywhere. And
So instead of women out selling their bodies on the street corner, they're selling from inside their own homes on the internet. Well done. Power to women. Power to women.
Okay,
do
me a
favor. Hang on, Trevor. You say that you weren't shouting at women. You weren't doing this and that. You weren't vilifying women. The first thing you did when you came on the air was call women cum buckets.
No, sorry, Katie. I said come books about the topic today. I didn't say women. I said about the topic.
You,
right?
You're fair.
Don't twist
women.
It. Don't twist it, Katie.
As
yes,
companies.
Katie. Because Peter was women are selling themselves, and if they're selling themselves to the value of two dicks at once to get more likes and more money, then they're cum collectors. End of story.
Okay, a lot of people annoyed right now. Amanda's showing me comments there from people who are sorry. again, and we say this every time, if you're annoyed about what you hear on the show, you're annoyed about how Trevor's been treated or how Katie on the line has been treated, not Eric Katie, you can come on as well and give your say as well. You don't control how the show goes from your keyboards, okay, with your little tapping on the keyboard. So if you want to come on, you know how to come on the show. If not, sit back and just be an observer of the show. They're your two choices, okay? Back in a second.
Opinions Matter.
Opinions Matter.
With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
You put some money in your pocket. You come on down to Fairy House. If you want a bargain, it's a place to be. There's plenty of parking, it's real easy, you'll see. La, 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 la.
Fairy House Sunday Market. Open every week.
Yeah, and it is about opinions, and it's about being respectful as well. And yes, I didn't say that that Trevor said that to girls walking by. That was not what I knew what he was trying to say. But Trevor was talking over Katie as much as Katie was talking over Trevor. So there was
I have to agree. I don't agree with what Trevor I don't disagree with all of what he was saying, but I don't agree with everything he was saying. And he was spoken over quite a bit, not just by Katie. We all did. I actually spoke over him as well. And, you know.
Okay, well, I'll apologise then.
You did speak over him a lot.
Okay, sorry, Trevor, for speaking over you. Who's on the other line there now?
That's Jess.
Oh, okay, this will be interesting. Jess, how are you?
How are you?
Now, my spy is telling me that you've been getting into trouble on her Facebook page. What did you say?
Why are we normalising women treating themselves like cattle?
We're not normal.
But like, why? This is why the world is on down the fucking drain.
She's
clearly lacking something in the brain department. She left college after 7 months, so that points to me that she's a lazy arsehole who just wants to make a quick buck.
Oh, you sound jealous.
Oh, Jason, I'm glad you had.
I'm not jealous.
Did you not take it?
I'm not getting involved.
I didn't realise that self-respect equals jealousy. Didn't miss that newsflash.
But if somebody doesn't want to have self-respect for themselves, why is that your business?
Well, it's not my business. But I just think I think she's part of the reason why the world's heading down the toilet. Because she wants to be an online prostitute. You can paint it whatever way you want, saying that she's not. It's not. It is.
Okay. Is there a bit of jealousy there?
No.
No jealousy.
Because I have self-respect for myself. I wouldn't sell pictures or videos or have sex on camera for money. Because I have self-respect for myself.
But what's good for the goose isn't always good for the gander, Jess.
Like these women.
What a bit of self-respect isn't good for her?
No.
I think you sound...
That dad is more than entitled to cut ties.
Jess, listen to what Katie's saying.
I think you sound jealous, Jess.
I'm not jealous, Katie. Like I said, I have self-respect. She doesn't.
But even you and saying that in that way with like that kind of vitriol in your voice to me sounds bitter. It sounds like there's an undertone. A serious undertone.
No, the only undertone I have is why are we normalising this shite? Why are we normalising,
Been normal for years, Jess. Look at the Zoom
like
magazine and the sex magazines that people were coming long before there was Pornhub and online porn and, you know...
There's Katie giving out all the websites
she uses.
If it's so normalised, then why did they take away the pastries? If it's so normalised, why were they gone?
Because it was making the paper probably a little bit trashy. That's probably why they did it. But the point is,
it is trashy. So you agree that it is trashy?
I don't think it's a classy way to earn money, but I'm not going to spit venom at women who decide to do it.
I'm not spitting venom.
You sound venomous.
She's a low-life whore.
That is venomous, and it reeks of jealousy.
No,
it reeks of jealousy.
Fact.
Seriously, girl.
It's fact.
It's not a fact. No,
he's more than welcome to.
First of all, Jess, you said it's a fact. You said that she's a WHORE, and I'm not.
Don't spell it out, Jeremy. We're all adults, for God's sake. You're using it in the right context.
She's talking about the girl whose mother is listening to this in a moment.
And spelling it is still bringing the same conclusion.
The point I'm trying to make is, Jess, you said.
The fact that Ma wants to normalise it.
No,
she says, I have to support her. You don't have to support her.
No, you said.
That's the only one in the right.
You said she was a whore. That's a fact. That's not a fact. That's called an opinion. Opinion is different to a fact. In your opinion, she is that. That is not necessarily a fact. A fact is tomorrow is Saturday. That's a fact because you can't change that. An opinion is spaghetti bolognese is horrible. That's called an opinion. You need to work out the difference between an opinion and a fact because you believe.
Oh, look at you getting patronising now.
No, no, I'm not. You're just
seriously.
No, no, you're just confusing. You're confusing it there. So this woman, obviously. This woman is obviously confident in her body, Jess. Confident in her body.
No. She's lacking something in the brain department. She's probably has esteem issues or something and needs validation from strangers.
Oh, no, I do agree. There's a lot of people who need
definitely
validation.
That. Yeah. There's a lot of that, definitely. There's people with a lot. There's a lot of women on that with daddy issues, for sure. But not all of them are whores. Not all of them are tramps. And Jess, I'm sorry, but when you're slaving away in your job every day, were you in a restaurant there? When you're slaving away in your restaurant every day, they're going to be paying their mortgage off and everything else. So, you know, at the end of the day, your opinion isn't going to matter shit because they're going to be sitting in the house that they own.
Yeah, well, guess what? If I went for another job, an OnlyFans page isn't going to come up in my name, is it? No.
I've never heard someone sound so bitter.
I'm not treating myself like lower than life cattle. I'm not treating myself like a commodity. Jay was right. Trevor was right. And the fact is, he wouldn't even let him get a word in. No, I usually hate the man.
Sorry.
Usually hate everything he says. Couldn't agree more with him.
Sorry, Trevor did get a word in. And you got a word
it's,
in
it's
as well.
Not just, it's
sure?
not what you're saying. It's
you
the
sure?
way that you're saying it.
All onto him.
Does anyone agree with me? It's not what she's saying. It's the way that she's saying it. It's that kind
it
of
It is. There's just a lot of anger, Jess. There's a lot
there that
there's
sounds
so much anger.
Like, you are...
Because I'm...
Jess, you've been hang on, Jess, you've been open before with us. You've been open before with us that you are in a lesbian relationship, yeah? If you caught your partner,
Divvy out the door, we'd be done.
And there we have the root of the problem.
I'm not gonna be with a fucking tramp who needs to sell herself to get validation.
No, I'm talking about if your girlfriend was paying these women for content.
Even worse, you'd be gone. I think you're a sad sap.
You have major insecurity issues, Jess. Either that or you just need to grow up a little bit. Ah, you do.
How is it insecurity?
Because you're getting
angry. Because I don't want to be with someone who takes
anything. No, but Jess, you're getting angry over someone else's job that they have, that they have chosen to do.
I'm getting angry at the fact that we're normalising this. Do you know what? This all started when that fucking Nevo one on TikTok was going around saying, I'm earning this on OnlyFans, I'm doing this and that. But she's done a big fat U-turn and said, no, don't do it. Why is that?
I know, I don't think women...
Why is it a big fat U-turn? Because she opened her eyes and thought, oh my God, I'm a tramp.
As a form of making money, it's not something... Even if I was the most... beautiful woman on the planet.
You're
not.
That's
all right.
Can I just stop you there?
That's okay.
Can I just stop you there?
That's okay.
No, that's the end of conversation. That's the end of conversation.
That's why I said if. That's okay.
Okay, can we go to Lorraine very quickly because we're running out of time very rapidly. Lorraine, how are you? What do you want to say on this?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Stressed after this conversation.
I don't think I've heard a more heated topic in a while.
Oh, my God. And the gas thing is, it's a heated topic about a young girl that none of us know, well, maybe we do know her, none of us know who's doing a job that's not illegal and making her own money.
I get that. Would I want my daughter coming home to me and telling me she's on OnlyFans?
Nobody does.
No, nobody does.
Absolutely not. I wouldn't go as far as to zone her. But it would kill me.
Yeah, it would kill me too.
You got to think of it in 10, 15 years time when her career on OnlyFans is over. That content is still out there.
Oh, it never goes away.
That's what I'm saying. You have kids. Could you imagine your kids looking up?
Oh, in fact, didn't we have a podcast 2 years ago, I think, guys, where a mother of a child in a school in North Dublin... The photographs got leaked into the school or something like that. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
No.
I do. I remember that. Her son's friends found the photos of her online.
That's right.
Oh, I do remember that.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that'd kill me. It would kill me. I would discourage her 100% from not doing it. I just think, to me, I don't like OnlyFans. I don't agree with any of that stuff. I wouldn't be as venomous as Jess. I wouldn't go as far as to say they're all the names everyone's calling them.
Yeah.
But I just think, for me, it's a big no-no. I just think you've got to think of your kids in 10, 15 years' time. If they go online and they type in your name and what pops up, oh, there's mommy. selling pictures of
and
her
look, Lorraine, I have to ask, because you messaged us in when Jay was on earlier, obviously the thing of porn came up, and you said, I actually vouched for Jay that he hasn't watched porn since we have daughters. You really believe that?
I know that to be true.
Well, have you checked his hard drive? His search history?
No, I think Jay's the type of person, he's the most honest person, and I know that to be true. Since he's had daughters, he hasn't watched porn.
No,
well, look,
is.
You know your own partner.
No, in fairness to Jay is a family man. He's a very traditional man. Some would say caveman. I would say caveman. Okay, and he probably hasn't whacked one off either since he married you. Who knows?
I wouldn't go as far. I would have the same kind of morals as Jay and say, look, I would discourage my daughter for the reasons of if she has kids and all that stuff. I wouldn't. It'd kill me.
Yep.
I wouldn't go as far as disown her. She's still my daughter at the end of the day, but it would absolutely kill me for the fact of it's always out there. The content is always there. There's no way of getting rid of it.
I know, and I think I think women need to be aware of that if they are getting into it. Thanks very much, Lorraine. Sorry for cutting short, because we're running out of time. I think women need to be aware of that once you put it out there, so to speak, it's there for good. Here is Amanda. Sorry, Amanda.
OnlyFans isn't ruining society. People selling their bodies for explicit things and actions have always been a thing. It was the thing people say, prostitution is the oldest profession. Now, I get this woman, I don't know what she's doing online. I'm not going to presume, I don't know. I know it's OnlyFans and that's it. I can presume. And even though I would never put myself into that position, I personally would never do that. But she is entitled to if she wants to. Like, do you not understand that? It's a woman's right to do what she wants with her body, regardless of other people's opinions.
Thank you very much, Amanda. A bit of common sense and no argument, no loud voices or anger. Don't forget, if you want to listen to any of our episodes of Opinions Matter, check us out on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts, and we'll talk to you on the next one. Bye-bye.